Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the seventh day of November 2011. I just got a rebroadcast.
Let's If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Monday, the 7th day of November, 2011, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. Dan Kofall, who is a popular host up in Dallas and has a great financial analysis, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the next hour. We will have open phones throughout the full 3 hours as well. He's a talk show host up on 1190 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So he'll be joining us coming up right at the waypoint or middle point of the broadcast today. And we're going to have open phones, as I said, on any news item, any issue. Normally, I say I'm going to go to the news first before I give out the number. But I just want to hear what you think is most important happening in the world today. Is the Herman Cain thing a distraction? Yes, I think it is overall. From looming war with Iran, global financial meltdown by design, government just raising fines and fees at every level. I think it's a distraction. I mean, look, I'm more than happy to see Herman Cain in political trouble because he's the former head of the Federal Reserve in Kansas City and a globalist who wants to bring in new taxes. And somebody who's been caught lying about Ron Paul saying, I never said you people that want to audit the Fed or Ron Paul supporters are stupid. And I don't appreciate you making that up, Ron Paul. Not everything you see on the internet is true. And everybody laughs when we played the clips of him saying it, and it's in his book. So I don't like Herman Cain. Let's get that straight. I mean, as a person, he's funny. He's likable. But they say Ted Bundy was likable. He knew how to trick girls to get in his yellow Volkswagen. They say Hitler was likable. Obama is likable. They say George W. Bush in person was likable. Bill Clinton is likable. Richard Nixon was likable. They say Mao Zedong was likable. They say Jack the Ripper was probably likable if it was the prince, like a lot of them thought. The point is, that doesn't matter. It's not about a beauty contest or a likability contest. It's about what do you actually stand for? And the person is Ron Paul. By the way, Ron Paul has a shock win in Illinois straw poll, but Mitt Romney is just behind, the Daily Mail reports. Here's another one. Ron Paul wins Illinois straw poll. Well, why is that a shock? I mean, he's won almost all of them. But when he does get second place, they'll mention first and third and fourth and fifth on Fox, CNN, they all do it. Or when he wins first most of the time on TV, they just cover two, three, and four. And it's the entire establishment. It's mainline Republicans on talk radio. You've heard them. It's mainline Democrats. They're scared of Ron Paul. Why? Because he doesn't like the status quo. So we'll be talking more about that coming up today. Obviously, the top news is the economy and the Iran situation. Of course, we have the headline this morning up at Infowars.com. It's all over the news that Israel is now saying, Haaretz is now reporting, and others are, that the Israeli members of the cabinet who were against the Iran strike are now saying that they're for it, and that Benjamin Netanyahu has now more of the Knesset lining up behind this preemptive strike on Iran ahead of all of this, of the strike. We're seeing reports now coming out. I'm going to go over some of those. That, of course, the new UN IAEA report is going to come out and claim that they can have a nuclear weapon within weeks, or the fissile material for some type of atomic weapon, at least, in weeks. And so that is the pretext to now strike Iran. I mean, is the argument we should hit North Korea because they got nukes? Or how about Pakistan, our gallant ally, we're told? Or how about Russia? We had a 50-year Cold War with them, and they had 10,000, 20,000, by the peak, 30,000. Same thing with the United States, even more than 30,000 nuclear warheads. Does that mean we should have just all blown each other into oblivion? And I also saw an ABC News report, people are protesting a barbecue joint that had a photo that said, let's play cowboys and Iranians. And continuing along that line with the cowboys and Iranians statement, it shows a bunch of people in cowboy outfits around a person in a turban or Middle Eastern headdress who has been hung, been lynched. And it looks like a famous lynching photo I've seen. I haven't had time to track it down, or it's a black person, but they've put a Iranian up there. And see, this is very offensive for a lot of reasons. Number one, most of the good old boys, who aren't bad people at the end of the day, really think Iran ran 9/11. They think Iraq ran 9/11. You could say that your grandma did it. You could say a Baptist preacher did 9/11, and they'd be for lynching them. It's very tribal. It's very primitive. You know, the outside enemy that struck us. And the globalists can put that label on anybody, but most of the different sociological analyses that have been done, and a lot of the major polls, you can just search, vast majority of Iranians support the West, vast majority of Iranians, Persians, do not like the mullahs. It's around 70%. So we're talking about saying, let's kill all the Iranians when 70% of them like America. It was a pro-Western country run by Mohammad Mossadegh, who was pretty much a secular poet and was also anti-Soviet. But that wasn't enough in 53. The United States, along with MI6, led by Kermit Roosevelt of the CIA, this has all been declassified in the late 90s, staged terror attacks against mosques and said that Mohammed Mossadegh had done it. Then they allowed the Muslim extremists, as they would be called, to overthrow him, and then they double-crossed those guys and put in the Shah, who tortured conservatively and imprisoned. Around 1 million people disappeared. And you got to understand, Iran's population back then was about 5 or 6 million. And so over the 30 plus 40, I don't know, from 53 to 79, over that period of time, around 1 million people disappeared. Imagine pro-America, a place where they invented mathematics and so many other things. And the average good old boy was, kill them Arabs. They're not even Arabs. See, I mean, it's this level of ignorance, and it makes me want to throw up. It makes me want to throw up just these good old boys. Most of them haven't even been over there. And we're talking about kids getting their faces blown off. We're talking about Israel striking dozens of targets, dozens of times apiece. And the U.S. plan to back it up, because there'll be some response by Iran, is to bomb the entire infrastructure, water treatment, power plants, bridges, to, quote, destroy the warfighting capability. It's going to kill tens of thousands of people. Iran didn't run its actuaries properly with population growth. They went from 5, 6, 7 million people 50 years ago to now. I was going off Iraqi numbers. What was I thinking? See, sometimes I'm a little flustered today off a long weekend because it was not really a resting weekend. It was fun, but a lot of stuff going on. Iraq went from 4, 5, 6 million in the 50s to 25 million. Iran went from around 20 million to about 77 million right now. So there you go. The point is, their government really didn't do the proper actuaries, and their population exploded, and they never built up enough of an industrial base to even be able to supply their own gasoline for about half their people. They have to import about half their gasoline. They don't have any offensive war-making capabilities. They're pro-Western under Mossadegh. Then they put the Shah in, who industrialized the country to a certain extent. And then this is mainline history. You can go search it. The West actually helped then double-cross the Shah and put the radical mullahs in. Didn't mean that they controlled them, but they helped get them into the country. And then they had the deal against Jimmy Carter, to where Jimmy Carter wouldn't get the hostages back. He would be double-crossed, and they would wait until the next administration came in. That was all part of Iran-Contra selling cocaine in the United States and then shipping weapon systems and money into Latin America, which then turned around and was sent to Iran. And then Iran turned around and released the hostages, and it just goes on and on. And it's all part of the ongoing double-crossing that goes on at these higher levels of government. So here are some of those reports. IAEA report on Iran set to raise Middle East tensions, and they're saying that they're going to come out and say that they could have atomic weapons and the material to build them in a matter of weeks. That's out of Reuters. There's another one, Washington Post. IAEA says foreign expertise has brought Iran to the threshold of nuclear capability. Iran will be able to build a nuclear bomb within months, IAEA says. Again, that's Haaretz. Russia issues stark warning against Iran attack. That's out of MSNBC. Official reality is a prison, mind control in the West, Israel and Iran. Got an article up at Infowars.com breaking that down. Also, the Chinese official news is reporting Iran says IAEA's documents on its missile program are fake. And Iran's Ahmadinejad defiant as U.S. raises heat. That is just some of what is coming up on that front. And then we've got the huge economic news here. Italy, too big to fail, too big to save. We're going to be going over that report. Also, speculation over Berlusconi, Royals, global markets. The markets are all in turmoil. We're going to be going over what's happening on that front as global government gyrates. out of control, and we'll get into some of the new Big Brother activities.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Toll-free number to join us on the Iran situation, on the fact that as soon as Europe got the new debt deal to give $5 trillion, 1.4, 1.5 leverage at least three times to the megabanks and to dissolve more sovereignty of the countries, all of a sudden more countries started collapsing, which I've told you for over a decade is the plan, which I broke down in detail 3 years ago in the Obama deception. How are we able to do this? Because it's all planned. How am I able to tell you what's coming on tonight? I mean, the NFL is going to be on TV tonight. People are like, how do you know this? Because it's called Monday Night Football. I mean, it's something that's part of a programmed, planned thing. This is the New World Order. Of course, the Vatican has called for global government, global currency. Of course, all the other major denominations are calling for it. Of course, all these governments are calling for it. Because everybody is bought and paid for now by the big mega banks who issue the currency and credit out of nothing. The whole world bows to the power of the New World Order. And look at the type of articles I have. This is just two that I came across this morning without even looking. I saw these. And by the way, everywhere I go now is cops. I couldn't go camping this weekend, and I wasn't even hunting. On our own property we've had since like 1829, without game wardens showing up. And I saw game wardens on the highway and the ranch, three ranches down from us. It's been there for 150 years. I saw happy family with their RV out there and family visiting them that obviously come into town for deer season. Somebody didn't have a doe tag properly, so they got arrested, I heard. I mean, just game wardens coming out of the sky everywhere. I mean, it's not just in the news. You can't be left alone, and you're not going to be left alone. Read the Declaration of Independence. There's always a good excuse for it, of course. They've always got a reason for their tyranny. Throughout history, the Nazis did as well. The point is, there's always more. We've got to stick our hands down your pants. We've got to have hidden microphones in a lamppost to keep you safe. Love it or leave it. I saw a couple articles about Jesse Ventura this weekend saying, love it or leave it. Because he said, this isn't his country anymore. It's now the fascist states of America, which it is. And the people, the newspaper reporters in two different articles said, love it or leave it then. If you don't like it, just leave it. Like, if you don't like what the government's doing, just leave. Oh, but it's a global government. I can't leave. It's a global corporate government. But also, I thought it was we the people, right? I thought we were the government. I thought we made the decisions. And they say, oh, well, you voted these people in. Really, Congress has a 9% approval rating. The American people do not like what government's doing. And government is arming to the teeth against us, saying, love it or leave it. But then putting up currency controls, capital controls, so you can't get out of the country. And they're hiring every thug you can imagine. Look at these articles. Missouri residents upset over order to move lake homes, Associated Press, and they admit there's been neighborhoods in this area for more than 50 years, but now the feds have come in with new federal guidelines saying they can't live there. Oh, yeah. I know people. I have friends and family. In one case, who has a lake house, a little lake cabin. It's got to be 100 feet above the lake. And I don't mean 100 feet diagonally. I mean 100 feet above the sea level of the lake. There's no way it would ever be flooded. And so what if it was? The point is, now you got to buy flood insurance. Who do you buy it from? FEMA. This is the mafia government. And here's the article. They're making folks, it says, all over the Ozarks move off the lakes. Oh, but they've got a special deal where if you pay them as protection money, they'll let you. Nearly every year, Patsy Riley has gotten unsolicited offers from her house on Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks with its spectacular views of tree-lined bluffs and its ample shoreline. But she never wanted to leave. Now she and hundreds of other neighbors wonder what will become of their homes after a federal agency declared that many structures built close to the lake may have to go. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, citing the restrictions, says they got to pull their houses up. Oh, here's another one. City fines and fees double, triple for minor and major offenses. If your grass is too tall, $1,200 a day. But we already have that in Austin. This is how they're going to take everything.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the government is busy secretly stockpiling emergency food supplies, shouldn't you be too? In any emergency food situation, when the local grocery stores and your kitchen cabinets are empty, the first 72 hours are critical to you and your family. With the 72-hour emergency meal kit from Solutions from Science, you will be prepared for the troubled times ahead. These flavorful and filling 12 prepackaged meals come in a variety of dishes, have a 25-year shelf life, and simply require water to make them ready to eat. Are the cans of soup and extra jar of peanut butter going to see you through? The 72-hour emergency meal kit is now on sale for $39.97, a small investment for tremendous peace of mind. You can find out more about the 72-hour emergency meal kit and the sale by visiting 72survival.com. That's 72survival.com or call 800-208-9491. That's 800-208-9491. Why face the next emergency on an empty stomach?
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Last number I saw, more than a third of the American people lived in the old FEMA floodplain system. Again, why are the feds involved in deciding what a floodplain is and isn't? Oh, because they take your state tax money and send it back to you with strings attached, and they send the feds in. I'm going to cover some more of this news and then go to your calls. But here it is out of the Associated Press. Missouri residents upset by order to move lake homes. And then it continues here. They always put the people into a process so they don't outright rebel. Well, we might allow you to appeal, but it's not really a real appeals process. And we'll show folks a document cam shot of this. But here it is. Missouri residents upset by order to move lake homes. And it just goes on to say the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, citing restrictions on private developments around dams. Oh, around dams. It says thousands of residents' decks, patios, and boathouses appear to encroach on land belonging to the hydroelectric project in violation of federal regulations. So now they're saying that basically when your houses get up too close on your own property, still they've got some type of easement. The announcement has triggered panic in the area's lakefront communities. Don't worry, there'll be some money you can pay them, and they'll leave you alone for now. And led to a growing battle among regulators, a utility company, land attorneys, and the state's congressional delegation. Officials say they are searching for a way to settle the issue without mass evictions. Oh, so some of these people live there more than 50 years on their property, but they're saying there's a regulation on these dams saying that you can't be close to the water, but it's all part of a FEMA regulatory system. Now, let's continue here, getting into this report, dealing with Rahm Emanuel, the guy who was literally just put in. We're told, okay, this mobster Daley's leaving. Here's the new mobster, and he says this is the way it is, so it is. City fines and fees double, triple for minor and major offenses. This is out of the Chicago Sun-Times. And it continues, Mayor Rahm Emanuel has said his plan to raise taxes, fines, and fees by $220 million in 2012 includes higher fines for a laundry list of offenses, but he has yet to air the laundry list. Now the mayor's 2012 revenue ordinance makes the details public, and it's a doozy. If your car is impounded for carrying drugs, drunk driving, soliciting a prostitute, or carrying a firearm registered to someone other than the driver, the penalty will double to $2,000. But if the violations occur within 500 feet of a park or school, the fine will triple to $3,000. If your car is seized for drag racing on Chicago streets, there's a new $1,000 fine in addition to the towing and storage fee. For playing a radio too loud, the new fine will be anywhere from $500 to $750. If the vehicle is snatched for driving with a suspended or revoked license or displaying altered temporary registration permits, the fine would double to $1,000. Vehicles towed after being used in unlawful attempt to flee or elude police officers would also double. That's just say that you didn't stop quick enough, to $2,000. Now, it gets into the grass here in a minute. Tampering with parking meters or pay in display boxes, something motorists have done on occasion to vent their anger and deal with the privatized Chicago parking meters, would carry a fine of ranging to $500 to $750. The mayor isn't just throwing the book at criminals. Oh, you're a criminal now for speeding, I guess. He's also raising nuisance fees. They include allowing weeds to grow to a height that exceeds 10 inches, $600 to $1,200 a day. Again, $600 to $1,200 a day, up from $500 to $1,000. Illegal dumping or allowing trash to accumulate in a way that provides a food supply for rats, $300 to $600, up from $200, and $50 to $500. Accumulating materials or junk, and it just goes on for page after page after page. You know, I remember an article I saw like a decade ago, and every time I mention it, people don't believe me. But listeners actually sent me the newspaper out of Illinois, and I shut it on air many times on my local TV show, but read it here on the radio. That was back before we were streaming, radio / TV, streaming video. But the article mentioned a bunch of towns in Illinois where they have ordinances about occupancy for homes. And it said that inspectors come in your house without even knocking, and that the way they implement things, it's all arbitrary. If you have more toothbrushes then you have people. It's not like they come in without a warrant, which is total police state, and that's bad enough. They come in, and once they're in your house, once they're inside your home, they go into your bathroom, and if you have too many toothbrushes, they fine you on the spot, and then the towns are so mafia, the police all enforce this. And it described one elderly couple waking up, and at the foot of their bed at like 6 a.m., because they like to, quote, catch you when the people are there, there was the code enforcer in front of their bed saying, you've got three toothbrushes. I think I've got like five toothbrushes, folks, because I think different types of heads do different things. My dad's a dentist, by the way. He believes the same thing. So sometimes if my gums are sensitive, I use soft. I usually use hard, sometimes medium. I brush with two toothbrushes this morning. But that isn't the issue here. That isn't the issue. This is my house under English common law and under the Bill of Rights and Constitution, but a regulator is now coming into your house. I mean, this is so incredible. I even have trouble believing that I'm talking about this, that the regulator comes into your house and stands in front of your bed. And the article described like it was cute. Oh, sometimes, you know, especially older folks that still think this is America was kind of the attitude and don't know our new Soviet ways. So Mrs. Brown or whatever her name was cooking breakfast at 7 a.m. and was upset when the code enforcer walked right in her screen door, past her, into her bedroom to check the toothbrushes. You know, this is kind of like articles I've seen out of Tennessee where it was a local newspaper a few years ago. You've seen all over the country now where the visiting girls basketball team, it was eighth grade, they were 12 years old on average, went into the showers after the game and came out screaming and freaking out and panicking and said, there's cameras in the shower. And the school principal and coaches said, settle down, honey. We do that for your safety. There could be crime in the showers. So it's like you go, there's dead bodies in that basement. They go, shh, you don't understand. We're the authority figure. It's what we do. And everybody kind of settled down. Oh, the government has the cameras in the showers, which is even worse than even a random person doing it. Because this is the government. It shows the government's gone pure bad. But some parents still wouldn't be settled down. That was the Knoxville News Sentinel. I remember reporting on it. It was some town outside there. They still, so the name of that paper, I don't remember. I just remember all these cases. And they talked in the article like, well, the folks from the away team were just a little extremist and a little easy to get flustered. They just didn't understand. The cameras are in the showers for their safety. You know, it's you know what? We put sodium fluoride in your water that gives you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer. Now, yeah, there's some radioactive isotopes in there, but don't get upset. Yeah, the code inspectors come in your house. And of course, if the door happens to be locked, they then bang on it or sometimes force their way in. And see, when I happened to cover that at the time, it was like a 2-week jag of other articles being sent to me and people calling in with their horror stories around the country. In fact, we got loaded phone lines right now. But after I talked to Dee, George, Tim, Janice, and Otter, if you're in Illinois and live in the, I think it was like 10 towns at the time, and this was about 9 years ago, it was about 2002 or so. If you live in those towns and think that this is something that should be talked about, plus we have listeners who probably won't believe it, please call in and tell me the name of your town so I can remember, so that I can go pull articles on it. Because if you can't remember the name of the town, hey guys, try to search it yourselves. Code enforcers entering houses without warrants. That should pull it up somewhere, but there it was like a real happy article. Somebody mailed me the big newspaper, and it showed the code enforcer real proud of it. And again, it was reported like it was no big deal, like code enforcers come into the home and barbecue your child because they deserve it. You know, they're the government. It's kind of like code enforcers just come on in, and they didn't even say without a warrant. You know, the couple woke up with the code enforcer at the foot of their bed, or Mabel was cooking eggs for her husband, George, and there was the code enforcer walking past them, and they said, what are you doing? At which time the code enforcer informed them he had a right under the city rules and laws to check that they did not have a wrong occupancy. See, this is the thing. I left Sunday. I call it a long weekend. An actual 2-day weekend for me is a long weekend. And I went out to our property in East Texas, and my dad's got some nice deer hunters out there on our property. They're deer leasing it again. And I get out there, and they're real nice. But driving out, I see the game warden, you know, 5 miles away harassing people and doing something. So I called back later and found out what happened. And The game warden, and I mean, now there's like hundreds of them per region, just showed up out there and walked over to the hunters and said, what does this code on the gate mean? Like the deer hunters would know, but luckily they did. And they said, well, that's the lease number here. And where are the logs? That's not logs. So give them your driver's license, have it scanned to make sure you're not a criminal or that you've paid all your taxes now. And then men in uniform show up, and the gate was open, but they'll cross gates because they claim they don't need warrants. See, everything's a privilege now because they say so. And by the way, they're now saying guns are a privilege again. And cops will go with that. It's now a privilege. I'm taking them. It's not a privilege, but see, they say so. And so there's another bunkhouse out there, and they just went ahead and walked on in there because that's how America works. You are a criminal. You are scum. You are trash. You are filth. The TSA is going to grope your one-year-old son or daughter. They're going to grab your wife's breast. And maybe give her a note about, baby, I want to have a good time with you. You know, there's a woman up in Amarillo. On record, they grabbed her breast and laughed and asked her for a date. I mean, this is how America runs now. And they're hiring every knuckle-dragging person who couldn't get a job carrying garbage as toilet attendants to mind your life. Who else would take these jobs? Control freaks, tough guys. They're real tough guys. That's what this is all about. You can't get away from government. You can't go hide in Alaska. You can't go hide under a bridge. You cannot get away from these people. You can't go to the woods. You can't go to a third world country. You cannot get away from them. Read the Declaration of Independence. He has created all these agencies and sent forth swarms of agents to eat out our substance. And then we made phone calls and found out at the ranch down the road, I remember driving down there Friday evening. It was about to get dark. I remember seeing RV parked there and all those little kids running around and old folks. You could tell, and by the way, my dad knows that family. It's a big old ranch. Family came to visit. And it doesn't matter if you've got your license, you got to fill out all your logs and everything, or they take everything you've got and take your guns. Listen, he's dead now, so he's beyond their grasp, but my great uncle died of pancreatic cancer last year, and about a year before that, he wanted to go deer hunting one last time. And so he goes out there, and we weren't allowing deer leases then at that time, just family, and he shoots a deer, and then my uncle, you know, they field got it right there. But then my uncle says, don't worry, along with my dad, we'll drive this into town and get turned into sausage and steaks for you. We'll just have the processor do it. And they said, okay. So they drive into Fairfield, and this state police jumps out, pulls him over, has his hand on his gun. Get back in your car! Get back! Get back! Get back! Get back right now! And they're like, what's going on? Because they see the leg sticking out, and he goes, because these are American scum. These are Al-Qaeda. These are enemies. These are people to be taught they're scum and trash and filth and garbage. So the foreign banks can fully suck everything out, including that state police officer's mother and grandma's pensions. And he'll still love them. And they're like, what in the world is going on here? And he's like, well, you're transporting a deer. And get up against the car. And then he goes, I've got you. I'm calling back up. You're going to jail. This name on the tag doesn't match the one. And, of course, they said, well, that's fine. You go ahead and get your buddies over here and get the game warden over here. Landowners can transport the deer. But it doesn't matter. They're just going to make more rules till they get you. And he's like, you shut up. You shut up. That's not true. And the game warden gets there and goes, oh, hi. Oh, I knew your daddy. Oh, yeah. It's all right, Bob. Yes, they're allowed to transport it. But then the state police guy insisted on digging through more, trying to find something. I mean, I won't even go hunting because of these people. I don't even want to be around it. I mean, and again, that's their goal, just like the animal ID, the premises ID, all of it. You know, there's a guy dying of pancreatic cancer back at the deer camp. He wants to go deer hunting before he dies. They drive in the deer to get it turned into sausage, and that's a crime in America. I saw a report last week where a guy had a deer and was gutting it in like a condo-type apartment complex, and the police came and said, you're disrupting the peace, and arrested him. Because, again, to totally domesticated people, you know, some redneck moves into the edge of town, gets a duplex, is gutting a deer in their doorway because they're just a hillbilly, you know, person. And the general public thinks it's some animal sacrifice or something. They're eating food all day. They'll eat chickens raised in a concentration camp, never seen a light of day, with their feet grown into the slats beneath them. That's not a crime. But actually killing and butchering your own deer, that's a crime. And again, it's because we are scum. We are trash. I first got involved when I was first on air. We got to find these videos and get them posted. Some of them are. I noticed a pattern. As soon as somebody had a heart attack or was dying of cancer and was in the hospital, they had maps of it. And it was always a local realtor that would report it as some sweetheart deal to get the property. And I did literally more than 20 cases where I covered this and didn't find out until about the 15th it was part of a city scam. They have special units of police that are part of it and stuff the average cops don't know. And they know when somebody's dying of cancer or just had a heart attack that in a week or two the grass grows above 3 inches is what they say objectionable grass length is in Austin. And it is $2,000 a day fines. In Austin, you think it's bad under Rahm Emanuel, $1,200 for 10-inch grass. Here in Austin, it's $2,000 for whatever they say is objectionable. And I kept wondering why it was always old people. They've got special units. And again, the average cops don't know about this. It's all about the criminal compartmentalization. At least they had this 15 years ago, back when I was battling it locally. And they go out and then take the house, sell it off to select insiders, and then throw the old person in one of their FEMA camp nursing homes.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You take a mortal man.
You put him in control.
And put him in control.
You watch him become a power-tripping god.
Watch him become a god.
Watch people's heads a roll.
Watch people's heads a roll.
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 Yeah, I talked to Dave this morning.
Roll.
He gave me a little message letting him know he was jumping on an airplane for a South American tour. We're probably going to end up getting him in studio in December if he comes to town like he wants to. He's certainly welcome to. So come on, Dave. Swing to the symphony of destruction. That's what you want. That's what you get. I want to go to George and Tim and Dee and Janice and Otter and everybody. I'll get to you. In fact, I'll basically take nothing but calls until our guest joins us, and he's with us about 30 minutes, and we'll continue there. Local Dallas financial host. He's got quite a bio. We'll go over some of that with him. Get his take on what's happening over in Europe right now. A couple program notes. A lot of you couldn't watch the 27-hour video version of the Money Bomb we did from Thursday into Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. the next day. We even went a little bit past 2 p.m. Well, we're still restreaming it and have it posted in parts at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can still go to InfoWars.com, and the whole top of the site is a banner to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com if you want to be able to see that rebroadcast or any part of it. Because some of the most informative guests with really a lot of amazing information were in the middle of the night and the early morning, including that Skull and Bones special, never before revealed information with Charlotte Iserby, whose father and grandfather were members of Skull and Bones, probably the most elite organization in North America, well, no doubt in North America, up there in the world. In fact, it's the U.S. branch of the Illuminati. A lot of breaking info, never before really covered, how it tied into modern education and psychology. And that is up at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I want to thank all the listeners that supported us. It's going to allow us to hire more crew, to get more news reports out, more news articles, more powerful reports on the nightly news, because we are one string deep, to use a football analogy here, and it is really starting to weigh on myself and others. So now we're going to be able to get another line there on the bench, so we have some depth, as they say, at least on the TV side. The radio guys tell me they love it, being only one deep. So that's great. As long as they like it, they can do it. But we really appreciate all your support out there. People are still donating. You know, I normally promote a Money Bomb about a month out. This time I did it 15 days out. And I think after all the mail order comes in, mail order, I mean, people ordering stuff by mail. After all the mail comes in, other donations that are coming in, I think we'll hit about $400,000. It was one of the best Money Bombs we've ever done. You can still donate there at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. But we also had a lot of people buy books and videos and materials, which we counted those sales towards the Money Bomb. And there's a lot of specials we're running right now that I can't really say actually do support us. It's just about getting the word out. We're selling all the different bumper sticker packages at cost. They're at cost. Now, we cut that massively down to nothing. This is how I'm going to get the word out. I'm all in here in the fight. And we also cut the price of Ventura's book, 63 Docs, and the book, great book, Big Brother Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. Both those books, $9.95. And it's so popular, the deal's probably going to end in a couple days. I mean, they're racing out at that price. By the way, we don't make any money at that. I don't care anymore. I just feel in my gut we need to pump all the info out we can now. We've got all my films, what is that, that are on DVD, like 14 of them for $99.95, normally $360. The Alex Jones Everything Special, $99 right now, InfoWars.com. Your call's coming up. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.